You're listening to Daybreak in Prince George at 91.5 FM. And a conference to better understand the impacts of trauma is coming to Prince George. It's a joint project between the Prince George RCMP and community policing sections. And Crystal LeVar works with RCMP Victim Services, and she joins me in our Prince George studio. Good morning.
Morning.
And I guess we should start. I guess why now? Why is this conference coming to Prince George?
Well, to be honest, trauma-informed practice is just something that has come, I think, come into the forefront in the last few years. And I personally was studying vicarious trauma and working with assistance animals at UNBC. Mm-hmm. And one of my professors really brought the whole a whole spectrum of what trauma-informed practice is like into the mix. And then one thing kind of led to another, and we applied for a grant to host this. And we're just super excited that we're going to be able to share some of this information with our community.
Okay. So trauma, I mean, it's a pretty loaded word. I mean, you mentioned the term spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
What do we mean by trauma?
The thing is, trauma takes so many different forms, and there's so many different symptoms involved. And there's a lot of different kinds of trauma, like from the side of, say, intergenerational trauma, which is could be related to, say, residential school survivors, and then the trauma passing down through time and through history. And so more than one generation is affected. Same thing with Holocaust survivors. It's sort of a situation where people have over time developed those sorts of traumas, and they are more almost inbred in people. Mm. And then there's like secondary trauma or vicarious trauma, which is something that would be potentially experienced by service providers who are hearing the stories of people and the trauma of people. And then there's just general trauma, like just it being experiencing a horrible offense or a horrible event in your life.
Yeah. So how does trauma, I suppose, manifest itself? Because a lot of this is like internal. Mm-hmm. So how might it manifest itself where it's visible to everyday citizens?
For sure. Like you mean symptoms? And well, there's tons of them. Obviously, fear, hyperactivity, troubles with sleep. A lot of people have issues with self-harm. And what else have I got? Aggression, depression, anxiety, all those sorts of typical things that you see people having trouble dealing with life. And that's often related to trauma.
How might knowing about trauma, how might that help, I guess, RCMP officers, I guess, better do their jobs?
Well, I think that the more that you know people are affected by different things that happen in their lives, then you can kind of understand what leads them to the behavior. Mm. There's a really close link between victims and offenders, and I think that sometimes gets lost. Not most, but a fair number of offenders are also have been victims in their past or have experienced victimization as children. For instance, like with sex offenders who are victims as children often then move on in their lives as they go forward and reoffend because they probably haven't dealt with the trauma or understood that. That's a very common side effect, unfortunately. So it's a lot of that. Like it's a lot of understanding that what happens to people when they're younger can lead them to become offenders. Mm. So they're also victims.
Right. Okay. So, and I'm trying to think about in terms of RCMP members in the city or across. Do you think that they're well equipped as it stands to deal with trauma, or people that are currently dealing with trauma themselves?
I think that there is training that is around trauma for RCMP. I know that. I think this is just a way to get that information for all of the officers across Northern BC, really, to have an opportunity to learn more. And really, the conference isn't just for RCMP. Mm-hmm. It's for anybody that deals with people and deals with trauma.
Right. I was going to ask you that. Bearing all this in mind, why should someone attend this conference who might not even be with RCMP or health divisions and stuff?
For sure. Well, the thing is, like, trauma affects literally everyone at some point, likely in their lives. Mm. Hopefully not, but most of the time, some of us have suffered some traumas, right? And to understand that how those affect you and how your brain reacts, you know, we hear a lot about fight, flight, freeze, and all those sorts of things. And we're going to explore some of that at the conference and explore the brain's activity and why people behave the way they behave.
Right. It's 3 days.
Yes.
Tell us what we can expect. I mean, it's not, I think it's in October, is it?
Yeah, October 19th to 21st.
So tell us, and some big guests coming.
Yes, we got some awesome guest speakers. Well, we have Theo Fleury, an ex-NHL player there who has suffered his own trauma and as a result experienced addictions. So that's a common self-soothing behavior. Mm-hmm. We have J.R. LaRose, who had witnessed some abuse of his own mother and then became football player for BC Lions. And so he's going to come as well. We have Dr. Laurie Haskell coming from Toronto. And, you know, we have some amazing people actually coming right from here, like Dr. Linda O'Neill, who is an amazing, amazing woman. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be with us the whole time, sharing some of her experiences and her work. And she's trained almost most of the people across this province in trauma.
Right, okay. So as you mentioned, it's happening October 19th to the 21st. How would someone go about finding more information or signing up?
Good question. sorry, no, you can call us at the detachment.
Sure.
And we'd be more than happy to direct you to the website. Of course, you asked me this and I don't have the website
In
front of me.
Well, so we'll call the detachment as it stands. I'm sure we'll be talking again.
Absolutely. Right. Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Crystal LaVar works with RCMP Victim Services. And if you'd like to find out more information, as you've just heard, just call the local detachment. And what do you make of what you just heard? Do you think this would be helpful for you? Call our listener line, share your thoughts, 1-866-340-1932, or email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.